Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Speech development in children is very exciting for parents as they watch their children become social beings that can interact with others. Four-year-olds can say approximately 1,500 different words and ask questions constantly. Five-year-olds can say approximately 2,000 words and continue to ask questions constantly. If you want a good chuckle, stand in the candy aisle of a grocery store and watch a child badger his mother for one candy bar after the other. It will amaze you how many times a child can ask the same question over and over. Before long, you'll be repeating the answer with the mother. No, no, no. Repeated behavior gets repeated response. And before you know it, even before a child gets the whole question out of their mouth, the answer is no. The problem is that children grow in understanding and discipline as they mature from adolescence to preteen and then on to teenage years. And even though their requests become more valid, many parents still respond with a quick no. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. I can remember my kids asking me if it was okay for them to do certain things, to which I quickly responded no, only to stop and think, why did I just say no to that? You know, if we're not careful, as parents, we assume that saying yes will give the impression that we're becoming soft and easy. But we must learn that our children are maturing, and they can begin to feel hopeless when the answer is always no. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." A constant no to every question can certainly provoke wrath in a child. Imagine what it would be like if every request that you made of your Heavenly Father was met with a quick and stern no. Before long, you would become disheartened and get to the point where you didn't even bother to ask. Really, when you think about it, what's so bad about saying yes to a request to go play at a friend's house or to stay up an extra half hour to watch a special TV program? But when they ask about piercings and tattoos, I still say no. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.